I'm Sara Bshushe, a Palestinian girl. I'm from Jericho. It's the oldest city in the whole world. They say this. Wikipedia says this. To go from city to city, it's the hardest thing. Each 200 like meters, you can see a border. So this is the thing that I hate here. You know, if you don't see the border, you have imaginary border. When I go to the street, when I go from city to another, when I'm at home just like reading a book about Palestine, like it can come to me in any time that I feel free and I'm just thinking about something like realistic thing, it comes to me. And they can stop your car and they can start asking you questions, and if you don't have an answer, they can take you.
So my aunt told me that she knows that we can enter Jerusalem without permission because it's the last day of Ramadan. I said, please take me again. She said, no, she's feeling that something wrong will happen. I told her, no, but I can enter without the permission because they said that girls can enter. She said, yes, right, come. So I went there. We're almost like 1,000 meters to the border that we're going through. And I pretended that, like, I'm sleeping. I've heard him doing this on the glass, like knocking the door. And another, when I opened my eyes, I saw him holding a gun and saying, give me your ID. I said, I don't have an ID. He said, why you don't have an ID? What's the color of your ID? I said, green. And then he went and he came after half an hour and he said, you told me that you have a blue ID. You lied to me. I said, no, I swear to God, I said green. He said, no, you told me that you have a blue ID. You lied to me. You lied to me. And he started shouting and yelling. People who have the blue ID live in Jerusalem. And the green ID, we live in the West Bank. So many blue ID people, like, they think that they are privileged because they have the blue ID. And they can travel easily, like it's easier for them, life is easier. So he took me with the two girls, and they went to check me, that I don't have anything. They took my pants, they took everything. But when they came to my hijab, I couldn't take it off. So I said, no, my hijab, no, you can take everything from me, but my hijab, no. And I was like half naked, and I cared about my hijab. I refused to take it off. So a girl went around me and with her gun, not the front, the back of it, she hit me on my head. Like, she wants to know that nothing is here. They gave me a paper and I was crying harder than ever. And no one cares. My aunt, because she has a blue ID, so they were treating her differently. They were saying, no, please don't cry. Bring her water and these things. But me, I was crying and no one cared about me. When I talk about it, I feel that, like, I'm so proud of myself. The story is my story. This is the most thing I like. Going to study documentary films, to document many moments here in Palestine, I want to show them how we live by documenting these moments.